to Let's Just Speak Lazy has been the lockdown and the corona issue. I hope you are staying safe. Please stay safe, guys, and keep hanging in there. Soon enough, all this will be over, by God's grace. Alright, before we get into the gist, I want to apologize for not publishing episodes throughout last week. I was really having a lot on my plate. It was up and down, all of that. I hope you guys forgive me because I'm truly sorry and I really miss you guys. Okay, a few people have complained about having a little difficulty in listening to the podcast via the link I sent. I really don't know why that keeps happening, but I'm working on getting the episodes on AudioMac, which makes it easy. But if you can, please download the app called Anchor. But if not, please bear with me while I try to make it easy or easier to listen to. Thank you, guys. All right. On today's episode, I'll be having my first gist partner. Yay! Okay, the podcast is Let's Gist, so today I have someone with me to gist with. And we'll be talking about, or we'll be gisting about, pressures of life. Looking at it from both the female and the male angle. Oh, sorry, did I forget to mention my gist partner is a guy? Yeah, he's a guy, and he's a very handsome man at that. Alright, well, the gist of the question now is, who faces more pressures, the guy or the girl? Who has more pressures of getting married, being successful and well established from either the society or the family and friends? Like, seriously, who gets more pressure? Is it the guy or the girl?
Of course, it has to be the guy.
Why do you have to say it's the guy?
Because when you look at the society, everything about it is obvious on the guy. Like, the guy wants to get married, the guy has to be established before he even thinks of settling down. But you know, you ladies, it's just like, let's look for a successful guy and go and settle with him. Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you, that's just reality, what's happening in the society. So you ladies just want to look for a successful guy. So now the whole workload is on a guy being successful, being established. So the pressure is really on the guys and not really on the female side. I don't know if you're getting me.
Well, I actually think it's actually from the girl that gets more pressure. I mean, a girl can be very successful, a girl can be very established, and nobody will see that. The only thing is, you're not married, you keep working, but most times when a guy is even established, nobody pressurizes the guy into getting married. Nah. Instead, they'll start saying, get work, do this, do that. But they don't really want to tell a girl that. No, let's take this scenario first, that a girl is done with school, okay. She's done with her NYC. And then the next thing everybody keeps saying is, when will you get married? Nobody's even saying, when will you have a job? When will you have a name for yourself? The next thing is marriage.
That's just one side of the pressure.
Okay, so what's the other side?
Like, for the guys now, it's a matter of, okay, you're done with school, get a work, establish yourself, then find a woman to marry. You get my point? So now the pressure is really like on the guy's side. Like, everybody just want the guy to make it in life before thinking of settling down. Like, you can hear parents say, okay, I have struggled for you throughout your university days, throughout your NYC. Now it's time for me to rest and you should pay back what I've done for you throughout the university. So see, that pressure is really on the guy's side.
Or at the ending of the whole thing is 50-50. The guy gets pressure of being successful, while the girl gets pressure of get married and all of that. Okay, let's take marriage, the pressure of marriage. Definitely, it's the girl that gets more pressure of getting married than the guy. A guy doesn't really have pressures of, when will you get married? You are getting old. Bring a man to the house. A guy does not really have pressure of bringing a lady to the house. It's the girl that has more pressure of bringing a guy to the house.
Let me give you a scenario. Have you seen a lady whereby a situation whereby a lady wants to get married, okay, and the parents will be like, no, you can't marry this guy, he's not really updoing and all that?
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean it's the guy that has the pressure at that point.
That's because the pressure is on the guy. He has to really be established. He wouldn't just wake up one morning and then decide he wants to settle down. The parents will really have pressure on him. Like, most parents now, let's use the African context, most parents believe after they've really trained a guy through university, it is his time to come and pay back for all the struggles and all the stress they've gone through.
Payback, really?
Yeah, let me use the word payback right now. So they want to really settle down and watch him work, then come and spend on them all they have spent for him throughout his university days. So it happens. So you see, the pressure is really on the guy's side. So for you ladies, it's just a matter of, you're done with university, then the first question is, you have not been seeing you with a guy, when you do get married, that is basically the only pressure you guys will see you're going through. So nobody will really say,
okay. So it's just marriage that is pressure you want to say a girl goes through.
Yes! Nobody pressurizes you to get a work. Because basically, African context is a matter of if a girl is finished, she's basically supposed to be a housewife.
Okay.
Yes, in the African context.
Well, that may be true because I saw this movie once where the girl was so successful. She was like the top director in her office. She has read so many books. She has master degrees and all of that. But the parents, or rather the mom, was not really seeing all of that. The mom just kept on saying, get married, all your younger sisters are married, blah, 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 blah. So I think at the end of the day, people don't really see when a girl is established. The only thing they see is just get married.
Now you're getting my point. So the establishment of a lady is based on her relationship. Okay. Based on the fact that she has a man that she can call her own. So that is her own establishment. Despite her having houses, being established, working and all that, people don't really see that aspect of it. Everybody wants to have that crown that, okay, she has a guy. That's all. So as a guy, you need to create an empire for yourself. Then somebody believe, okay, this guy is established and all that.
It's not like I'm agreeing with you.
You have to agree.
A little bit. I think I've had few discussions with other guys, and well, there was one I was even talking to one, and the guy, I almost felt like crying for the guy. The way he kept on complaining that he wants to be better than his parents, he has a whole lot of things he has to do. He doesn't know how to get a job, being established, have a name for his family. He doesn't want his family to suffer. He doesn't want, so many things. And then I just got thinking like, and this thing is so hard on the guys. Like, how do you people even cope when everybody keep pressurizing you?
So that's basically my point.
The society say, do something. You're a guy, get a job, blah, blah, blah. Your family and your friends start looking at you like, you cannot be a guy and you're just sitting down like that. But at the end of the day, I think most of the pressure that a girl gets is just get married.
That's all. So every parent believes as a son, you're supposed to be better than your father.
Yeah.
But alright, that's the ideal reasoning. But for a lady, they'll be like, just try. And we know it's not easy out there. Just try and get something to do and then find a man to attach to yourself, and that settles it. So basically, even if a lady's not working, she just brings a man to the house and okay, dad, mom, this guy wants to marry. Nobody really asks any question about, okay, what about your work? They first ask you, where is the guy working? So you see that pressure on that guy. He has to have a very good place he's working, able to fend for himself and all that.
I think we should actually change the way we think in Africa. A girl's life should not just be centered on getting married and all of that. I mean, she definitely has a dream. She has something that she wants to do with herself. So it should not just be centered on marriage, and marriage.
And so, it's in the African context. They believe a lady's glory is her husband.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Coming. Anyway, guys, don't forget to send in your comments and your views. What do you think, or who do you think faces more pressure? You can send in your comments via the voice message platform using the link, or through my message, or through my email, which I will send it out to you guys. Stay safe, people, and keep spreading the gospel of the podcast. See you guys next time. Goodbye.